Savage isn't going to play, so you got Wheaton. Talk about Wheaton and how you feel about him being the number two guy.
Good. I mean, we just came off the practice field, spent a little bit of extra time with him on the reps that, you know, he's in the back there watching. Got a few reps. Definitely spent a little bit more time with him, making sure that he's set for the game plan. Feel good about his attention all season long. You know, he's in a tough position on some weeks where, you know, may not be active, but he's handled it professionally, and, you know, that's how we'll continue the week.
Sometimes when quarterbacks are taken out of the lineup, they've got a chance to sit back and get a different perspective. When they come back, you can see a noticeable difference. Have you seen anything different, not just on the field, but maybe off the field, that you could say it was good for Brock to step back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always try to find something good out of everything. And, you know, that was one thing he mentioned, you know, and know kind of the tempo, the way that you guys want things done. He was able to step back and see, you know, from our perspective too, you know, things we were asking from Tom to improve on. And I think, you know, he's taking it in stride, and, you know, that's a professional way to handle it.
Are there any things that you saw when you went in on Sunday that maybe you had been talking about and that you were impressed that he'd been – listening to you and did it on Sunday?
Well, you know, it's a difficult position when you don't get the reps during the week, and sometimes you're a little bit more relaxed. So he was in a position to go out there and let it rip, and he did, and, you know, had three scoring drives. So, you know, that was some things we built on.
He talked about after the game a lot about how much he liked playing the no huddle. You've had some success with it. In your mind as a play caller, what are the advantages and disadvantages of it?
Yeah. Well, the one advantage is when you get the defense rolling, you know, you can continue and keep it rolling. That's the real big advantage of going no huddle. The disadvantage is if, you know, you cannot get into that mode. So it's starting to drive, making sure you get a positive play. If it's not the first play, it's a second play, but getting that first down to enable you, if that's the mode that you want to take within that drive, to go no huddle. So I think as you look back the last couple of games, we haven't really started the game fast within the first series of the game. So if it's a three and out, you know, you're not going to be able to get in that mode. So that's something we're looking to, you know, rectify if it is the mode that we're going to take by series.
What does having Lamar back mean to for your offense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been productive all season. He's been a, you know, key to our offense as far as running the ball first. I think that's kind of the mode that we want. You know, the line of scrimmage is, you know, our line's done a good job at the line of scrimmage, but Lamar's got the, you know, experience and the ability to make a play once he gets to that second level. So it'll be good to have him back this week, give him the ball a few times.
Y'all did a pretty good job against Khalil Mack. You know, he's going to try to do some things differently. Talk about him and the problems drawing up a game plan that you have to worry about him so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just, you know, the production that he makes. You know, you read about the sacks and the tackles for loss and the tackles and the effort, it's there, but it's the quarterback hits too that really don't show up on the stat sheet as far as a play that, you know, can build throughout the course of a game. You know, one or two of those early on, you can see some quarterbacks getting rattled. Does a good job of finishing. He's got, you know, counter moves, initial moves. They do well with their games up front to free him up. You know, he's definitely a player that, you know, has caught our eye every play, every snap. You know, there's not a play taken off. So he's a player that's, you know, we're going to have to account for sure throughout the whole 60 minutes.